السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. هذا المفتي عبد القادر صاحب. The platform is yours, مفتي صاحب.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم وأنا سليم كريم. جزاك الله خيرا to our technician, brother Junaid Khan. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 12th of Ramadan, 1446 in South Africa, Southern Africa, Mauritius, and in most cities and countries of the world. Today, Alhamdulillah, is already the 13th of Ramadan Mubarak, 1446. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 24, Surah Nur, and verse number 30 and a portion of verse 31. Remember that the theme thus far of Surah Nur was, is how can we establish a pure and a chaste society and community. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is giving us the guidelines and what we need to do. In Islam, it is not only the law enforcement authorities and so forth. We ourselves have to change for the better. Chapter 13, verse number 11. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Verily, Allah will not change the plight and condition of a people unless they themselves change for the better. So each one of us need to do and take some introspection and some soul searching and see, it is the month of Ramadan Mubarak. Am I becoming a better human being, a better Muslim, a better Muslima, a better ambassador for Islam? So these are the difficult questions we need to ask ourselves. Now let's start today's lesson, chapter 24, Surah Nur, and verse number 30. Now understand the uslub, the methodology of the Quran. 90% of the places Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will use the masculine, will address the men, and then that will be understood is for the male and female. But 10%, 15% or so, plus minus, you will find that Almighty Allah addresses the men separately and the women separately, because that topic is so sensitive and so important and significant. So today's lesson is of that nature. Almighty Allah is addressing the men independently and the women separately. Chapter 24, verse number 30 is our starting point, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Qul, say you, Ya Rasulullah or Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lil mu'mineen, to the believing men. You will see that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the Noble Quran addressed us, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ay iman walo, O you who believe, 89 different places. But you won't find a single place that Almighty Allah states, Ya ayyuhalladhina aslamu, O you Muslim. What is the driving force? What will propel us into action? Remember, is our conviction, is our iman. So once again, Allah is addressing me and you, all the men who are sane and mature. Qul lil mu'mineen, tell the believing man, yaghuddu min absarihim, that they must lower their gazes. We should not be looking at the opposite gender when they are strangers. We look at our mother, our sister, our wife, our daughter, auntie. So all that is no problem. We are mahram for them. Oh, she is my wife and so forth. But the strange ladies, and this has become so rife and rampant in society, when you speak about it, sometimes Muslims also are so astonished and amazed. They say, no, but she's just like my sister. He is just like my brother. They will shake a hand. They will kiss a neck on the back. And they will, you must embrace sometimes. So, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ You, Ya Rasulullah, Mustafa, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, tell the believing man, يَهُدُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ That they must lower their gazes, وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ And protect their chastity, protect their private parts. Now let us bring this verse in our society today. Which house today doesn't have a TV? Which house today doesn't have a cell phone? You'll hardly find a house like that, Muslim house. And when we switch on the TV, we switch on the cell phone, so many a time, the men, now we will be looking at the opposite gender, and then half the time they're not properly clad. And remember that, then we keep on staring at them, looking at them, and so forth. So Islam is telling us, if it is an accidental look, then فَإِنَّ لَكَ الْأُولَى وَلَيْسَتْ لَكَ الْآخِرَةِ You are by a four-way stop. Now you look right, you look left, and your gaze fell on a lady. So that is now accidental. But you can't be keep on staring at her. So you turn your gaze away from her. And you keep on staring, so that's not permissible. And remember, when we control our gaze, then Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will bless us with halawatul iman, the real sweetness of this iman and this faith and conviction. And we keep on looking, keep on staring, then remember it is sahmun min sihami iblis, one of the poisonous arrows of shaitan and Satan and Lucifer, the hadith in Kanzul Ummal. See, I told you the principle just now, that normally you will find the masculine, and then the females and the feminine are included. But some places Almighty Allah addresses them individually. Let's just extend this for a little while. Almighty Allah addressing what is happening today in our society. So Almighty Allah says, and for each one, I'll give you the reference as well. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, وَلَا مُتَّخِذَاتِ أَخْدَانِ And you, the females, you can't be having a sugar daddy. You can't be having a boyfriend. You can't be having an extra spare wheel. You have a husband, it's fine. But maybe now your husband is upper six, or maybe your husband cannot perform. You say, this guy is half dead now, so let me look for some excitement now. So now you get busy on the chat line, you get busy on this and that, and then you meet in the hotel, you meet here and there. So it's a recipe for disaster. وَلَا مُتَّخِذَاتِ أَخْدَانِ Surah 4 and verse number 25, the first page of the fifth supara. Hamdi a lady I know, because they could not stick it. Then they poured their heart out. Obviously it's confidential, but what happens? They will tell you how many times they committed adultery, how many times they committed fornication, and so forth and so on. This is Muslim society. Chapter 4, verse number 25. وَلَا مُتَّخِذَاتِ أَخْدَانِ That was telling the women. What about the men? So Almighty Allah addresses the men separately, independently, and tells them, وَلَا مُتَّخِذِينَ أَخْدَانِ And you, the men, you can't be taking a girlfriend, you can't be taking a mistress, and you can't be having a spare wheel as well. So Allah told you, you take one wife, or if you can do justice, two, three, four, but never is the scope to have a spare wheel and then a mistress and then you have a girlfriend and you tell your wife, no, she is my secretary. Therefore, they call her secretary. She's keeping all the secrets, all the things that are happening there in the office, on the table, under the table, and Allah alone knows where. See chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah, and verse number 5. Very easy reference. Chapter 5, verse 5. وَلَا مُتَّخِذِي أَخْدَانِ. So Islam eradicates everything. Understand this, O Ummah. In Islam, every avenue for nikah, for marriage is open. Which is the best nikah? Inna a'zaman nikahi barakah. The best nikah as far as barakah and blessing goes, aysaruhu ma'una, is the one where the least expenditure was incurred. When I married, with Allah's help, Allah's fazl, Allah's karam, Allah's mercy and benevolence, I don't think it cost us even 1,000 rand. Quick, everything was done. And then after a few days, we left for Karachi. On this day, 12th of March, today I know it's 13th March, so 12th of March yesterday, 1974, a Monday it was. I then and my wife, we left for Karachi. So 1979, with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, Allah's grace. So we must be very, very clear on the, I left on 12th of March in 1974. That was the first time. That time I was not married. So I'm telling you that. So the avenues for nikah are very, very easy. We have made it difficult. But the avenues for zina, fornication, adultery, Allah made it difficult. No contact with the opposite gender, and then you want to shake hands with them. Physical contact, you want to smile with them. You want to make eye contact with them. You want to exchange phone numbers. So all this Islam said is haram. So you promote a pure society. Juxtapose that and draw a comparison of that with today's society. Today they will tell the young boys and young girls in primary school, leave high school and varsity and college, 10 years old, 11 years old, see the cell phone, everything is available. What you see is what you want to experiment. And now the girl, 10 years old, 11 years old, she's pregnant. And now you say no, give them the right of abortion. They don't even need parental consent. You see how this vicious circle works. So in South Africa, France, Brazil, if you take statistics and you are honest, you will find that majority of the children born are beasts and illegitimate. But you have to go back to the root cause that we promoted all these things ourselves. And in our Muslim society, zina, fornication, adultery is becoming rife and rampant. When I go to university, actually they waste my time. So I even tell them, I come there for 10, 15 minutes and then half the students are there and not there. So I tell them that I will sit there for 1 hour, 2 hours, and whoever wants to interact, I'm prepared, and leave all the titles, let's speak brother to brother and see where we can find common ground. So this youngster told me, see, we are in this faculty 20, 22, something like that, 20 plus. He said, already 20 have experienced fornication. I'm the only guy and this other one guy, that we are still virgins, and they make a mockery of us. They say, what will you do on your wedding night? You won't know what to do. You must taste it now. Once tasted, never wasted. You see how the shaitan plays the game. وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. Every vice, the shaitan will now beautify it, adorn it, and make it something. It is fashionable. Now you want to be conservative and you want to be a very like so-called pious person. So therefore, we as parents, as seniors, we are also sinful. We gave our children so much money. We gave them so much freedom. We gave them so many gadgets. And then when they commit zina and fornication, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَإِنَّ الْإِثْمَ عَلَىٰ أَبِي. Then partly the sin will go to the parents as well. So you see, everything starts here. Then bring your TV. Now the lady is presenting the news. How is she dressed? And we are ogling, staring, looking at her. لأن الله الناظر والمنظور إليه. حديث in Ibn Majah and in Mishkat Sharif. The one who's looking and the one to whom you are looking, both are cursed by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Therefore Allah says, ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ, that is purer for you. إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا يَصْنَعُونَ, and verily Almighty Allah is all-knowing and all-aware of what you are doing, in public or in private, in the brightness of the day or in the darkness of the night. Let us be honest, where and where we are looking nowadays. You, my sister, see for you what Allah says. وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, and tell the believing women, يَغُدُّدْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ, they also must lower their gazes. وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُوجَهُنَّ, and they must protect their chastity, protect their private, and so forth. Say, I to go haru lage, just look at that Pakistani cricketer, look at that cricketer of India, how athletic he is, how fit he is, and then she looks at the husband, he can't even walk properly for 100 meters, for 500 meters, and so forth. You see, from the house, we brought all the vices and so forth. So how can we justify all these things here? Think properly. Ghar ko aag lag gayi, ghar ki chiragh se. We put big, big security, big, big alarm systems outside. But the rot, the elephant is in the house. And that is what you say in Urdu. The house is burnt with the lamp in the house, you see that. So think properly what we are doing. Are we really becoming an asset to the Ummah, or are we a liability to our family and to our children and everybody else, you must remember. So Allah have mercy. All of us are guilty. 99%, 1-2%, 5% maximum. You can exclude 90-95% are guilty. Allah alone have mercy on us. That is how the enemies beat us without firing one shot. That the TV, the phones, all that have come right into our houses. And now we start thinking just like them. And once we start thinking just like them, then they have captured our minds, our brains, our thought process. So finish, the war is already finished. Al-Ghazwul Fikri, that's what you call in Arabic, the intellectual invasion. They have invaded our minds. Today's Muslim thinks, Bilal thinks just like Bali, and Maryam thinks just like Mary. Allah alone have mercy on us. Allah guide us on. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, is 12th Ramadan, 1446. We present to you the news, views, interviews. So Putin is taking now a tour of Kashkursi, that he now is waiting for the American officials to come and make the proposal, because for 1 month that Ukraine has agreed ceasefire. So what will Putin do? You don't have to be a rocket scientist, that he will play for time so he can capture and he can take more and more land of the Ukraine, because according to him, Ukraine is not even an independent country. Historically, it's part of Russia, so we're just capturing our own land and so forth. Israeli one Jutla shot in the West Bank, although lightly, light injuries. We're very happy about it. Every Jutla is a legitimate target there in the West Bank and East Jerusalem and in Gaza and wherever else. When they come and try and cause us harm, we can call, you can choose my fatwa, you can announce it any part of the world. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. You ulama, you students, learn the Arabic words. Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalimin. That are the Jutlas who are the oppressors. Al-muhtalleen, the occupiers. Allahumma alayka bil mustawtineen. Mustawtineen, that is the word for settlers. So you must learn this modern day Arabic as well. Normally in our madrasas, they don't teach you that. US officials, remember, say that now they will be meeting Putin today and they will have talks with him. So the Palestinian Authority puppets Mahmoud Abbas, Abu Mazen, Pakkam Murtad, that Bennett, not Bennett, or Bibi, and them told him, you better speak. So now, like a puppet, he speaks. He condemns the direct talks between America and Hamas and says, why are you talking like this? And we're getting sidelined. So now Bibi is feeling the pinch because he, remember Trump said, this Netanyahu is wasting our time. We don't have time. We must get the ball rolling. And he can't defy Trump because he knows what happened to Zelensky. The same thing will happen to him as well. Vance, you know Vance, his wife is Hindu. So now he's going to visit India. And I'm 99% sure he will take his wife with. And the Indians will be very happy. Okay, Joe, okay, I'm going to be Hindu here, you see. So they will be so elated and so forth. So all this is politics, you must remember that. Look at Israel, biggest crooks on earth and biggest terrorists on earth. They can steal anywhere. Israel declared they will stay indefinitely there in Syria, in parts of it. If any other body does it, they're terrorists. Israel does it, so it's acceptable. That is our problem. The Haredis, so these are the Jutlas. They are like the religious guys. They say, we're not interested in your army, anything. And if you're going to lock us up and so forth, then we will leave the coalition and the government will collapse. Iran received a letter from Trump. They, Iran, now are learning all the tricks. They say, yes, we will study it, and then we will give a response. But Pakistan, remember, the operation is over. 346 hostages are freed, and 33 of these opposition guys, Baluchistan Liberation Army, or Liberation Association, whatever they call themselves, they were killed and so forth. If you know Pakistan, Baluchistan is near Iran. But the Pakistani politicians and army are blaming Afghanistan. So remember, they could have had wonderful ties with Afghanistan, that is Pakistan, but their allegiance is not to Islam, their allegiance is to America. So America tells them, you must cause instability there in Afghanistan. So therefore, Taliban will not waste time with them. So remember, they have made Afghanistan their enemy, India their enemy, Iran is also the enemy, although they sweet talkers, these kafir Shias. So Pakistan, very difficult situation. So remember, Trump was trumpeting away, signing all the executive orders. China, Canada, parts of Europe have also imposed taxes on US, and now he can't stick it, remember that. Mahmoud Khalil, his wife is 8 months pregnant, so now he was critical and condemning the genocide and the murder of the Jews, the Jews murdering our Palestinian men, women, children and babies. He committed no crime. But the government agents picked him up from his apartment. And now the court has said he can't be deported. He must be allowed. Still the process is going on. He must be allowed to have a private meeting with his lawyers and so forth. So in America today, if you're going to criticize a guy like me, I criticize Israel and America publicly and so forth. So, and you are in America with green card, everything, they can deport you. That is what Trump wants. But if the Israelis want to march, then they can march. And if you speak lies in favor of America, in favor of Israel, then they will overlook that. That is your hypocrisy, your double standards. What happened to the First Amendment? Kamala Harris wrote something very nice yesterday. She said that this guy, Trump, was given 42. You might just check the figures up. But what I remember is 42 million dollars on the platter, silver platter. And 6 times he filed for bankruptcy. Such a corrupt guy, a felon, a criminal, and you made him the president. He is going to destroy America and Israel very soon. Pray for Mahmoud Khalil. His wife is 8 months pregnant, expecting their first child and so forth. So hundreds and thousands of people are marching in America for Mahmoud Khalil. So plus minus 10 million visitors already came to Medina Munawwara in the first 10, 11, 12 days. So Medina Munawwara packed to capacity, and Makkah is packed as well. Canadian Prime Minister is critical of Israel. He said that thus you switched off the electricity, you're not allowing humanitarian aid to come in. All these are crimes and can never be justified. So well done to you, Ghani or Ghani, whatever they call you. Budget proposal, remember, this budget they gave yesterday is not a past, it's not a fait accompli. It is something that must be ratified and passed in parliament. If you know the people who are experts in the field, they say it will not pass because majority of the opposition parties are against it and so forth. You remember Bushiri? So Bushiri and his wife will be extradited. He was a crooked priest and so forth to South Africa. Long, long process. So you must remember, make dua for our country. It's also falling apart, if you ask me. And remember that the politicians are corrupt and majority of the parties are corrupt as well. So today, inshallah, the interview, Maulana Imran Khamisa with Maulana Zahid Khan. Then 11 to 12, we'll discuss Etikah, Fitra, all these issues. And then 1 to 2 will be Tafsir of the Noble Quran. Barakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.